ISIL terrorists have reportedly set fire to oil wells near the city of Tikrit to obstruct a major operation by Iraqi forces and volunteers. The Kfiri terrorists torched the Ajil oil field to shield themselves from attacks by military helicopters. This came as soldiers backed by Shia and Sunni volunteers advanced along the Tigris River from the north and south of Tikrit. They are trying to encircle ISIL terrorists, but their advance has slowed down due to roadside bombs planted by terrorists since the city was overrun last June. The liberation of Tikrit is seen as crucial to Baghdad's plan to retake Mosul. Meanwhile, the UN has said about 28,000 people have fled their homes in Tikrit as the fighting rages on between the army and ISIL terrorists. Well, I believe we're now going to go to our correspondent, Rashan Saglam, who is joining us from near Tikrit for more on our top story about ISIL terrorists reportedly setting fire to oil wells near the city where she is right now to obstruct a major operation by Iraqi forces and volunteers. Rashan, tell us about the oil wells, firstly, that have been set on fire and what kind of an obstacle that will be.
Yes, first of all, the oil wells are in Ajil area. The militants set them on fire to stop the advances of the Iraqi forces. Now, militants are doing anything to stop the advances of Iraqi forces. They have set explosive devices. They have used citizens as a human shield. And also they have used the snipers, which is a very important weapon against the advances of the Iraqi forces. And this is what is taking so long for, this is what making the Iraqi forces take so long to get into the areas or the points that are supposed to get into before the attack takes a place on Tikrit. Speaking about those areas, now we are in the south of Tikrit and the eastern side of the operations or the eastern operation axis, right where we are just minutes ago. The Iraqi tanks, I don't know if you can see behind me, some Iraqi tanks are still here, but most of them have left this base to go onto the battlefield, which is taking place a few kilometers away. We've been hearing the Iraqi artillery and the Iraqi tanks bombing sites for ISIL not very far from here, from where we stand now. The area of Al Alam is also to the northeast of Tikrit. And the Iraqi forces were able to advance some 6 kilometers into this area. Now, if the Iraqi forces was able to get into the area of Al Alam, and the Eastern Axis battalions were able to get to the area of the Fatah, this is when the attack on Tikrit is going to take a place, because the civilians are out of Tikrit now. There are only 150 militants inside Tikrit, and when the battalions reach those 2 points, the attack is going to take a place from 5 different directions. The southern axis already reached its point, which is near the Makishifa and Uwainat areas. The western axis also reached its point. It's only mainly the points that are still missing are the Alam area and the Fatha area. Now, we've been hearing information that the Eastern Axis is going to take a lot longer, a little bit longer than we expected to get to the Fatah area because of the long distance that it exists geographically and also because of the resistance of ISIL militants in some of the areas which are on the way from the eastern side, which started in Diyala and ends in Fatah area. Now, let me just tell you the area that were liberated lately or the areas that are under the control of the Iraqi forces. Now we have the Al-Bufadli Hill, which overlooks the area of Al-Bu'ajil, is now under the control of the Iraqi forces, which is a very strategic and important hill to be under the Iraqi forces' control. And we also, the Dijla forces were able to liberate 2 villages in Al-Alam area, which got them closer to their point. Now, they also also the Iraqi forces are 6 kilometers inside of the Alam area. We have also a good news that we can tell our viewers about is that 600 fighters, we've been told that 600 fighters from citizens in Salah ad-Din province, is, in particular in the Alam area, joined the volunteer forces and are now fighting with the Shia volunteers. Now, those are citizens from the Sunni minority. They're citizens from they're Sunnis, they're from the tribes, the Iraqi tribes, and they've joined the fight with the Iraqi popular volunteers now, and alongside the Iraqi army, they've joined the fight with them in Al Alam area, and they have said that they're not going to stop in the Alam area just because they're citizens from this area. They are going to continue the fight until they liberate Tikrit totally.
Okay, Rashan, thanks very much for that detailed update. That was Rashan Seglam, Press TV's correspondent, who is speaking to us live from near Tikrit, where, of course, the Iraqi army is trying to, of course, liberate that city. We will keep you up to date on all developments.
The plan from the Tikrit operations that the Iraqi forces started implementing aims at capturing 5,000 kilometers. The areas under the Iraqi forces' control now is around 1,500 kilometers, which is one-third of the desired area. The Iraqi army is now working on 5 different directions, aiming at surrounding Tikrit from different areas to weaken terrorists before the attack on the city starts. 150 militants are now present inside the city. All of them are snipers. The army told us that most of them are from North Africa, Algeria and Tunisia mainly.
We came here to liberate Abbasia and Makishifa from ISIL control. We have gained more ground and we will continue advancing until the liberation of the whole province.
Most of the areas on the way from Samarra to Makishifa are liberated, yet you still hear the sound of gunshots every now and then. 2 weeks ago we were here in Makishifa and it was totally liberated and safe. Today we are here and Makishifa is separated into two parts. This part which is here, which is still safe, but the other part is not because ISIL snipers can reach it. Fighters said that the fight was not easy because of several factors, which are the explosive devices, snipers, and using civilians as a human shields.
The fight was not easy, but we were able to liberate some major cities. The advances are slow but significant.
The Tikrit Operations Command did not mention a time frame for the operations, but officials are optimistic that in the coming few hours, major advances will be witnessed. Rehshan Saglam, Press TV, Makishifa, Salah ad-Din Province.